and we're ignoring them, or we don't have enough resources to buy these devices or something. But there's this amazing variation. You see, there are some people who do vacuum-assisted core biopsy all the time. Some people hardly use it. And that's, if you want to go on to the next slide and tell us about some of the results, and then we can ask for the radiologist's view.
Yeah. So on the next slide... Okay, we're looking at non-operative diagnosis rates for invasive cancers, and you can see up at 99%. The previous year's data, 2009-10, are in red brackets next to these. For non-invasive, we're gradually creeping up, though this is still much lower. We've just met the minimum standard now here at 85%. You can see that there are a relatively small number of cancers without a non-operative diagnosis, slightly less in each case than there were last year. Number of units not meeting the minimum standard, none for invasive, but still 45 units not meeting the minimum standard for non-invasive cancers. One very, very nearly got there, but not quite, so we're very bit mean on the percentages there and the decimal points. And we've still got 63 units who are not meeting the target for non-invasive cancer. The number of units with 100% non-operative diagnosis rate, we had 26. So they are gradually going up. So we are starting to improve. But we have 49 units who failed the minimum standard in this whole of this three-year period. And four of them had very low, less than 15 millimetre invasive cancer detection rates at the same time.
So, Matthew, any of some of the radiologists like to comment? Because I think we need to make sure that we do something about this. This is an area where we're not seeing... I mean, this is ridiculous numbers of units not meeting the standard. All right, so let's get the microphone and get some comments from different people, because this is one of the... it's your meeting. To some extent, you need to empower us to do something about it if you think we need to do something about it. And we will, if you know me, I will do something about it. So here, Matthew's going to comment, and then we're going to get some other... Is there more than one mic? Or we've got lots of people who want to speak. Right.
Well, first of all, it's very easy to just assume it's related to vacuum. And the data, the meta-analysis does show that. But the data we've got from the UK is it's not just a matter of meta-analysis. Okay. But there were last year some units who still can't x-ray their core biopsies with the lady in the machine, so you have to take the lady out of the machine to x-ray the core biopsies. That's completely unacceptable. There are still people without digital stereo, which again makes life virtually impossible. If we resolve those, you'd knock off the bottom ones. There is also an issue of targeting, and there are people who do vacuums, and it's about process. People are not taking enough volume. Even people who do vacuums, and there are groups out there who do vacuums, you do three or four vacuums, they get a bit of microcalcification. That's not good enough. You need to get a decent volume out, and that's the problem.
So we had some of the comments, Nigel, and we've got to, and we've also got two in the front here.
We've got a second mic, please.
Just come up here and...
Mike, I think the surgeons have to take some responsibility as well. I mean, Matthew didn't say, but it's my understanding from talking to people that actually the people who do multiple core biopsies, because the surgeons at a pre-op MDT say, actually, there's another bit of calx there, or chase the radiologist, or the radiologist chase the surgeons. We found that since we did that, our non-operative diagnosis rate's gone up considerably. And the other thing is digital mammography makes it a lot easier to pick up some of these smaller areas. And you're not gonna be able to do that until digital mammography is widespread throughout the country, until people repeat core biopsies. Mammotomes, wide bore biopsies are great, but there's absolutely no clinical evidence from a randomised trial that they're better than repeat core biopsies rightly targeted by good radiologists. So I think we just need to be a bit careful about arguing that everybody should have mammotomes given the cost.
I think one of the problems, actually, just to make that point, is that some units who... I know that there are some units who would like mammotomes who don't have any funding to get one. I think that's... there is a definitely, as we've heard, a shortfall in some units for equipment.
Sorry.
Mark.
I just wanted to re-emphasize what Nigel's just said. Do you have knowledge of correlating digital mammography against all these units?
No.
Because I think that would be very important to do. Makes a big difference.
But one of the things is, you know, if you look, that's all very well, but actually digital's just come in, and some units were performing well 3 years ago without digital. So it's the precipitant, it's the same offenders over a number of years that haven't really changed. So I think, you know, it's not guilty by association. This is guilty based on evidence.
Any other comments? Yeah.
In addition to what everybody else has said, part of it is because LCIS is included in this data. So it's included as non-invasive cancer. And most units have the protocol to go and excise if there's LCIS on the core biopsy. So in my area, for example, two units that were failing the target did not fail the target if you excluded LCIS. And then it also has to do with recent guidance that pathologies will send out about what to do with LCIS, because most units still excise, whereas some units can do vacuum and leave it there.
LCIS is a complete myth.
Yeah.
However you cut this data, people, regardless of the pathology, some people are calling LCIS B5, rightly or wrongly. I mean, I think it's wrong, but they are. So there is a significant chunk of LCIS that counts in this. However you cut the figures, you cannot get the data up by more than 1 to 1.5% by adding the LCIS. It is not LCIS. It is lack of enthusiasm. It's the surgeons not telling the radiologists to get their finger out and have another go. It's radiologists and
the
people doing the biopsies not taking enough tissue.
I think this is one area where we, in that case, to follow your comments, Matthew, we should write to the individual units, tell them that they're below the acceptable levels, and give them a year to sort it out. And if in the next lot of data they haven't moved, then perhaps that it is a point that we should do something about it. Because have we got the figures? Is the next slide showing you the numbers?
Well, the next one is using C5s and B5s. But I think the point at the bottom about some of these units have got very low invasive, small invasive cancer rates, and you may actually be missing these small invasive cancers because you're not actually looking hard enough for the non-invasive cancers.
Yeah, Giles Cunick, I'm the QA surgeon in South Central. We've got the lowest non-op diagnosis rate for DCIS. We have every year, three yearly rates, five yearly rates, whatever you want to look at it. But we have looked at how many digital units we've got. We've got the lowest in the country,
right,
and virtually no mammotomes in our region.
Right.
And seven of the nine units in my area are outliers.
Right.
So it seems pretty obvious. If you get a digital mammography, with some mammotomes will
should
improve.
Be able to improve things.
One would think so. Yeah.
Okay. Should we move on to the next slide, Mike?